What communism is all about is breaking down all withholds. So communism, of course, goes hand in glove with crime. It's the people that go for this, the people that can't withhold anything anymore. So they pass all responsibility over to the state, hoping it can withhold something. I'm not riding any hobby horse about communism. It just happens to be a current ism or a current philosophy, and that people know vaguely something about. Know damn little about, as a matter of fact. People on this earth are the most politically illiterate people on any planet I've been on for ages. Actually, they don't know the difference between a fascism and a capitalism. And years ago, I was going to write a book on this subject. I saw one was very, very necessary, and I never got around to it. Overt act by omission. But actually, their literacy on politics is very poor, and you think I ride hobby horses or that sort of thing, or unnecessarily cruel to something. Well, communisms always turn out to be slavisms because they break down all the ability of the individual to be a private individual. He becomes a public individual, therefore they've broken down his ability to withhold. So then the state has to take over and withhold with great violence. So the Stalin gets in and kills 10 million mujiks or peasants or serfs or whatever communism's called in Russia today. The state has to furnish the total withhold for everybody. Naturally, they have a lot of crime, depravity, breakage, all that sort of thing. But you look around at what they're doing, and just on your own, see if what I'm saying is not true. They're breaking down withholds. Breaking down the ability of the individual to withhold. That they're breaking down with great thoroughness. Now, everything you've done on this list so far is a breakdown of withhold. But understand, it's a breakdown of automatic withholds that goes along with responsibility. So when you break down a withhold, you add the responsibility. If you break down the withhold without adding the responsibility, you're doing the same damn thing the communists, the Catholic Church, and a whole lot of other communal organizations have been doing here to the great detriment of man for the last 2,000 or 3,000 years. Lycurgus was the first boy that started churning up communism on this planet in Sparta. And it was just break down all of the entity of the Spartan family, break down the identity, the private identity of the individual, the Spartan soldier, and so forth. And actually, the Spartans were at last looked upon, you see, as being the most knuckleheaded knuckleheads in Greece. And even after Lycurgus passed away and so forth, the Spartan went on being knuckleheaded. He just never recovered from Lycurgus. He never did. That's the inventor of communism. Pre-Karl Marx. Plutarch's Lives reference. Now, that's just no good. See? Breaking down withholds just endlessly, endlessly, endlessly. You have to break down compulsive, obsessive withholds and overts. You have to break down this automatic structure to clear a case all the way and make an OT. You have to take those overts and withholds which are out of the control of the individual and put them back into the control of the individual. You're breaking down overts and withholds to reestablish responsibility and the ability to do and to withhold. These are abilities. And if you just broke them down endlessly and never put them back again, never restored the individual's ability to withhold, you, of course, would have just an irresponsible mass of junk. Scientology and in Scientologists would not be a third dynamic. They'd be a mob. You understand that?